From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. For letters today, we turn to the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. First, a correction. On Friday, some of you heard us say incorrectly that Sotomayor was a member of an appeals court panel that sustained a challenge brought by African-American firefighters over a promotions exam. In fact, Sotomayor and her fellow appeals judges rejected a challenge from white firefighters.
Now, your letters. As part of our coverage of the Sotomayor confirmation hearing yesterday, we noted that empathy was the word of the day. President Obama said he wanted a justice with empathy, but Iowa Senator Charles Grassley told us that he found that standard troubling.
Wes Kobernick of Santa Monica, California, found that troubling. He says, "Thank you for this excellent piece of journalism in questioning Senator Grassley regarding empathy and Ms. Sotomayor. No doubt some will label this as gotcha journalism. I call it responsible journalism."
Yesterday was our first day with Madeline co-hosting from NPR West, and many of you, like Nick Christensen of Portland, Oregon, said you were happy to hear her again. Madeline, of course, was the host of NPR's Day to Day, which is now off the air. Mr. Christensen writes, "With 70 million residents, the West has more people than the Midwest or Northeast. Yet NPR's coverage of the West Coast often feels like a report from a foreign bureau. I'm thrilled to have someone who shares the Western lifestyle and mindset co-anchoring my drive home every day."
And we have an appreciation of the late Joe Bowman, a Texas sharpshooting legend whose exploits with the six gun earned him the nickname the Master of Triggernometry. Bob Port of Carpinteria, California writes, "As I sat in another rush hour traffic jam, your story on sharpshooter Joe Bowman brought a huge smile to my face. 31 years ago, as a much younger man, I was hitchhiking across the country. I was stuck in the desolate flatlands of the Texas panhandle outside of Amarillo when a fast car with flames emblazoned on its fenders screeched to a halt. On the side panels was painted, Joe Bowman, the straight shooter. For the next few hours across Texas and east into Oklahoma, Joe was at the wheel delivering one unforgettable story after the next. He was a true original, and for those couple of hundred miles, I was lucky enough to gain a memory that has lasted a lifetime. Thanks for acknowledging him."
Well, if you have a take on something that you hear on our program, we'd like to hear from you. Write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.